It seems to me that Oscar is almost a sort of prototype Roald Dahl in the sense that there is some wonderful subversiveness in these stories.
I'm Robert Sheehan, and this is Wild Stories.
So a lot of different areas have investments in Wild. There's obviously Wild the Wit, Wild the One-Liner, Wild the Epigrammatist.
An artistic celebration and exploration of the work and life of Oscar Wilde through his fairy tales, The Happy Prince and other stories.
For me, it started as a child when Santa Claus brought me a book of collected stories. And one of those stories was The Selfish Giant. I read it and fell in love with it.
Spring came, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds. Only in the garden of the Selfish Giant, it was still winter.
The Nightingale and the Rose, I think, is one of the most disturbing of the fairy tales.
Become mine. Death is a great price to pay for a red rose, cried the nightingale.
And life... But Wild Stories goes beyond words. We've invited two artists, composer Michael Gallen and visual artist Felicity Clear, to reimagine Wild. That evocative music you're hearing is part of Michael's composition.
I think his stories are beautiful, but they're tinged with sadness and they always have a sort of an undercurrent of darkness.
I think The Devoted Friend is a deeply black piece of humour. There are very funny lines all the way through the five stories.
It's the fruit season. Real friends should have everything in common, the miller used to say. And little hands nodded and smiled and felt
the stories themselves, I think, are the end of one period and the beginning of another. It's the beginning of a very dark period. It's the period in which he's looking at life and his own life, if you like, as the inevitability of some Greek tragedy.
You can hear podcasts and see the beautiful artwork by Felicity Clear with Michael's music on wildstories.ie. We've also added the text versions of each story so you can read, listen, and enjoy this wild journey.